Today we're going to learn Tainus Daf Tes Amar Aleph. Daf Tes Amar Aleph of Maseches Tainus. We left off on the top of Daf Tes Amar Aleph. Ashkechei Rabbi Yochanan Yenuka de Reish Lakish, where Rabbi Yochanan runs into the child of Reish Lakish. The last thing we learned on the very top was Aser Ta Aser, Aser Bishvil Shetes Asher, that when a person gives Meiser, when a person gives money, gives tzedakah, he's going to become rich. That it's actually a scientific fact. They've done studies about this, that if two people earn the same salary and one person gives $1,000 to charity and the other person gives $2,000 to charity, it's the person who gave $2,000 charity typically will earn more money the following year than the person who only gave $1,000 to charity. There are all sorts of psychological explanations of why that will be the why that should be the case, but that's what the Gemara is telling us, that aser ta aser, that a person gives tzedakah, and it's a school of farashirus. They're going to do better, they're going to become more wealthy. So the Gemara tells us, Ashkechei Rabbi Yochanan Yenuka de Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan ran into or met the child, the young child of Reish Lakish, Amarle. So Amarle, Rabbi Yochanan said to the child, Emeli Psukech. This used to be a thing that they would do. If you'd run into a child, he'd say, tell me what pasuk you learned today. So Amarle, so the child told Rabbi Yochanan, oh, I'll tell you what pasuk. Aser ta aser. I learned the pasuk about giving meiser. So Amarle, so the child said to Rabbi Yochanan, umay aser ta aser. What do you think? Why do you think it says it twice? Aser ta aser. Give meiser. Meaning the child didn't only tell Rabbi Yochanan the pasuk, he asked the kasha on the pasuk. So Amarle, Rabbi Yochanan says, I'll tell you why it says it twice. Aser bishvil shetis asher. Again, the same drasha. You give meiser, and as a school for giving meiser, you become rich. Amar lei, so minalach. So the child said to Rabbi Yochanan, where do you know this from? Amar lei, zil nasi. He said, go check it out. See if it works. Go give meiser and see if you become rich. Amar lei, so the kid said, umi sharlu nasuye. LaKadosh Baruch Hu, are you allowed to test Hashem? Vaksiv lo sinasu es Hashem. Doesn't the pasuk say that you're not allowed to test Hashem? So how can I test Hashem to see if he's going to make me rich? Amar lei, so Rabbi Yochanan tells the child, Rabbi Hoshaya teaches us that the Isser to test Hashem was said about all the mitzvahs of the Torah, chutz mizu, except for this mitzvah of giving meiser or giving tzedakah. You're allowed to test Hashem on that. Shenemar, haviu is called a meiser, albeis haotzer vihitarv bevesi, ubechanuni na bezos, amar Hashem tzvakos. Ubechanuni na bezos means, test me with this one. Imlo eftach lechem es arubos hashamayim, if I don't open up the skylights of heaven, if I don't open up the windows of heaven, varikosi lechem brachad bilidai, and empty out blessing on you, shower you with blessing, till the point where it's sufficient. Meaning where it's even beyond sufficient. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dafka says it's okay to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tzedakah. So I guess that's main point number one or two, whatever we're up to, that even though we can't test Hashem, with tzedakah we can. This is why if you, a person is allowed to give tzedakah, on the condition or with the understanding that he's giving it for the zuchus of, you know, or for shlema for somebody, or for the zuchus of some event to happen. You could see there are gemaras all over Shas like that. They give tzedakah al menas sheyichya bini, or something like that. But a person should not do other mitzvos al menas anything. Other mitzvos should just be done lishma without any testing. So anyway, my ad bli dai. But what does the end of the pasuk mean when it says ad bli dai? Amar Rami Bar Chama, Amar Rav, ad sheyivlus. That Hashem is going to give us so much bracha that we're going to be saying enough, enough, and our lips are going to be tired already from saying enough because it's going to be so much bracha. Amalei, so the child says to Rabbi Yochanan, Iyavas Mati Asam Lahai Pesuka, if I would have gotten up to that pasuk in Sefer Malachi, I would not have needed your drasha, and I wouldn't have needed the teaching of Rabbi Hoshaya, your Rebbe, who darshens the pasuk in Malachi to teach me that it's mutter to test Hashem. Had I gotten up to that pasuk, I'm not up to Malachi yet in yeshiva. Had I gotten up to that pasuk, I would have been able to make this drasha on my own. And another time, Rabbi Yochanan found Reish Lakish's child sitting and saying over the pasuk, Ivelas Adam Tesalif Darko, Vala
Hashem Yisalif Libo, that a person goes off the derech, a person does things that are bad, and then he complains against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef Rabbi Yochanan Kametam of Omar. So Rabbi Yochanan was sitting there wondering, and he said, Miyik Amidi Dechsiv B'Ksuv Delam Rizu Ba'araisa, is there anything in all of Ksuvim that's not hinted to somewhere in the Torah? If the Ksuvim tell us that there's going to be, that sometimes a person does something wrong, and he blames it on Hashem, there's got to be a place in Chumash where you have a similar idea. So the child said to Rabbi Yochanan, Atu ha milo remizi. Why, you don't know what the remez is, what the hint to is in the Torah to this? Vaksiv, the Torah says, when it talks about the Shvatim going down to Mitzrayim and meeting Yosef, so Yosef was putting them through a whole series of exercises, making life very difficult for them. Vayetze libam v'yachridu eshalachiv lemar, mazos osalukim lanu. The brothers of Yosef were afraid, and they turned to each other and they said, Oi, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing to us? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing to us? You did it to yourselves. You're the ones that decided to sell Yosef. So Dalein Evichazabei, he picked up his eyes, Rabbi Yochanan picked up his eyes and looked at the child. Asya Ime Apiktei, and the mother of the child came and took the child so that Rabbi Yochanan shouldn't be able to look at him. Armalei, she said to the child, Tomi Kamei, Dolo La'avadach, Kedavad La'avuch. Get out of Rabbi Yochanan's way. You don't want to be anywhere near him. You don't want him to do to you what he did to your child. So what he did to your father, rather. Because one time Rabbi Yochanan looked at your father in a certain way and it killed your father. You don't want him doing the same thing. What in the world is this talking about? So this refers to a Gemara Meseches B'Metzia Daf Pedalet Amar Aleph. Apparently Rabbi Yochanan turned Reish Lakish into a pile of bones by looking at him in a certain way. The Gemara tells some sort of story like that. So the mother wanted to protect the child, that you don't want Rabbi Yochanan doing the same to you like he did to your father. So this is the second meeting that Reish Lakish has with Rabbi Yochanan. I guess we'll make another main point out of this, and that is sometimes a person does something wrong and blames Hashem for his troubles. Person does something wrong and blames Hashem for his troubles, like the Shvatim did. We learn it from the Shvatim. So the Gemara goes on, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Matar, the rain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to the world, Bishvil Yachid, even if only one person needs rain, sometimes Hashem will make a rain just for the individual. Parnasa, when Hashem brings certain bracha to the world, Bishvil Rabim, that's only if there's a lot of people that need it. So Rabbi Yochanan brings a source for this. Matar Bishvil Yachid, how do I know that Hashem will make a rain even just for an individual? Duchsiv, Yiftach Hashem L'cha Esot Tzaratav, Hashem will open up his good storehouse, L'seis Mitar Tzucha, to give rain in the proper time, Parnasa b'shvil rabim. So how do we see that it's just for a yachid? Because it says lecha in the singular, that Hashem opens up his storehouses for you to give rain. Parnasa b'shvil rabim. How do I know that parnasa is for the rabim? T'chsev hinni mamtir lachem lechem. I'll bring down bread lachem in the plural. So we see that parnasa is for the rabim. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. Meisvei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda taught us shalosh parnasim tovim amdu liYisrael. There were three great supporters for Klal Yisrael. Eluhain, and they were Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, Ushlosha Matanos Tavos Nitnu Al Yadam, and there were three great gifts that Klal Yisrael received because of the zchus of these three great leaders. Ve'eluhain, and the three great gifts are Be'er, the spring of water that we had water to drink from, Va'anan, and the cloud, the Anane Kavod that we had in the Midbar, and Uman, the man that fell, Be'er b'zchus Miriam, the Be'er came in the merit of Miriam, Amud Anan b'zchus Aaron, the cloud in the zchus of Aaron, and Man b'zchus Moshe, in the zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mesa Miriam, when Miriam died, Nistali ka Be'er, the Be'er went away, Shinemar v'tamasham Miriam, uksav basrei, v'lo yamayim le'eda, because the pasuk says Miriam died, and then right away it says after that there was no water for the people. The Chazra b'zchus Shnehen, but because Moshe and Aaron were still alive, the Be'er came back. So even though when Miriam died, the Be'er went away, when because of the zchus of Moshe and Aaron, the Be'er came back. Mesa Aaron, then Aaron HaKohen died, Nistal ka Anani Kavod, the Anani HaKavod went away, Shinemar v'ishma Kanani Melech Arad, that it says the Kanani Melech Arad, who lived in the south, heard that the Klal Yisrael is coming and started fighting a war. So Mashmur Shama, what did he hear? What did this Melech Kanan hear that made him think that he could pick a fight with Klal Yisrael. Shama Shemes Aaron v'nestalka anani kavod. He heard that Aaron died in the anani kavod organ. Uksaver nitnala rishus li'lachem Yisrael. So he thought it will be easier now that he's permitted to start a war with Klal Yisrael. V'haynu d'chsev. And that's what the pasuk says in the previous pasukim say. V'yiru kol ha'ido ki gava Aaron. That everyone saw that Aaron was dead. So you see, Amar Rabbi Yavo, al tikri v'yiru. Don't read it as v'yiru that they saw. Ela v'yeira'u, that they were terrified because now they didn't have the Anani HaKavod to protect them from their enemies anymore. So when Aaron died, everyone was afraid. Kedidarish Reish Lakish, Dam Reish Lakish, Ki Mishamish Barba Lashonos. The word Ki in the Torah could mean four different things. E, it could mean if, like a condition, like if you do this. Dilma, it could mean maybe, perhaps, when there's something that's a suffix. Ella, it can mean pushing off a certain possibility and favoring it for another possibility, rather, right? Or deha, it can mean because, meaning it's giving a reason. So over here it's deha, it means because over here we're saying, vayiru kala eda, vayiru kala eda, everyone was afraid. Why were they afraid? Ki meis Aaron, because Aaron died. Then Chazru Shneim B'schus Moshe, even though the Anani HaKavod and the Be'er left, because Miriam and Aaron died, or Aaron and Miriam died, they all came back in the Z'chus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Meis Moshe, then when Moshe Rabbeinu died, Nistalku Kulan, all of them left, all these brachos left, Shnemar V'achida Shlosha Saroim B'Yerech Echad. So we darshan from that pasuk that it's about Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, that we don't find three great leaders of Klal Yisrael all at one time, like Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. V'chi B'Yerech Echad Mesu, what, did they all die in 1 month? How could it say that they all died in 1 month? Fellow Miriam Mesa ben Nisan ve'Aaron ba'Avu Moshe ba'Adar. Miriam died in the month of Nisan, Aaron died in the month of Av, and Moshe died in the month of Adar. I believe Aaron's yahrzeit is the only one that's actually recorded in Pesukim, but we know that Miriam died in the month of Nisan because how do we know it? Because the pasuk says in Bamidbar Perichav that Vayavo bnei Yisrael kol eido midbar tzin b'chodesh harishon vayishav amekadesh v'tamish Miriam v'tikaver sham. It says that it was the first month, and that's where Miriam died. Aaron's yahrzeit is actually explicit in Chumash Bamidbar Perek Lamed and Gimel, and Moshe's yahrzeit is learned out in the Gemara in Megillah. For anyone who's learned Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel, so that's where it talks about Moshe dying Zayin Adar. Elo, so what is it? How could it say that they all died in the same month? We know for sure they died in different months. El Melamich Nisbatlu Shlosha Matanos Tovos Shenitnu Al Yadan, that all three gifts that were given through these three great leaders all stopped in the same month, because Nistal Kukulan Biarachechad. So these gifts stopped in the same month, because when Moshe Rabbeinu died, there was no one to bring these gifts back. So this is all by way of asking a question. What are we trying to ask? Remember, Rabbi Yochanan said that even though Hashem makes it rain for even a single person, but He'll never make Parnasa and Bracha come down for even a single person. But here you see Alma Ashkechan Parnasa Bishvil Yachid, that the whole man that came down, the Parnasa that came down from heaven, was all for one person. It was all the Zchus of Moshe. So don't you see it happens in the Zchus of one person? Answers the Gemara something profound. Shiny Moshe, Kevin de l'Rabim who ba'i k'Rabim dami. That Moshe Rabbeinu is different because since he's needed by all of Klal Yisrael, he's considered like Klal Yisrael. Let's make that a concept to know. That Kevin de l'Rabim hu ba'i k'Rabim dami. That since he's needed by the community, he as an individual, is like an entire community. Very, very important comment. So let's make a main point over here. Even though Hashem doesn't give Parnasa on account of one person, he gave Man on account of Moshe, because Moshe is considered like a community, like a rabbin. Go a little bit further. So once we mention this pasuk of Va'achid Shloshes Harom, that Hashem gathers together and collects all three leaders in the same month, the Gemara brings a story that connects to this pasuk. Rav Huna bar Menoch, Rav Shmuel bar Idiv, Rav Chia mi Vastanya. These three rabbis, Havushchichi Kamei de Rava, they used to always learn Torah by Rava. Kinach Nafshe de Rava, when Rava died, so they looked for a new Rebbe to learn Torah from. Asul Kamei de Rav Papa, so they went to learn Torah by Rav Papa. Kalemastava Amrlu Shmaitu Vlav Mestavrluhu. Anytime Rav Papa would say something that they didn't like, that they didn't agree with, Havum Ramzi Adadi, they would look at each other and like make eyes to each other to point out to each other the fact that this guy is not saying Shir as good as Rava used to say Shir. Chalash Daite made Rav Papa very upset because he was able to tell when you're saying Shir and everyone's rolling their eyes. You could tell when everyone's rolling their eyes and no one's listening. No, everyone thinks that you're saying silly things. So Akriye Bechalme. So they showed them in the pasuk. He saw a pasuk in his dream. Va'achid Shlosha Saroim. So he saw that it was a remez from Shemayim that these three talmidim were all going to be punished for embarrassing him. L'machro ki avim iftri minay. The next day when they were taking leave of him, Amar Lahu Lizlu Rabbanu Bishlama, he gave them a bracha that they should go Bishalom, they should go learn Torah by some other Rebbe, so that they don't get punished for what they were doing by him, because he realized that if they stay by him and continue to roll their eyes, it's not going to be good for them, they're going to be punished in the Shemayim. So he gave them a bracha that they should go Bishalom and said, maybe it's time for you to go find a different Rebbe. This is part of a broader idea that we have, that a person should dafka go learn Torah by a Rebbe that he respects. If a person doesn't respect the Rebbe, then they can't learn Torah from the Rebbe. The Gemara Moed Katan says that a Rebbe should be Kemalach Hashem Tzavakos. If you want to learn Torah from a Rebbe, you should view him like a Malach Hashem. And if you can't view him like a Malach Hashem, find a different Rebbe that you can in order to be able to learn Torah from. You hear the way Rav Shechter talks about Rav Soloveitchik. He talks about him like he was a Malach Hashem. The way we, the Talmidim of Rav Shechter, all talk about him like a Malach Hashem, because we actually view him as a Malach Hashem, and that's why we're able to learn his Torah in that way. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with the two dots next time with Rav Simi Barashi.